This morning's message we take from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, which talks about greater is he that is in us than is in the world. Now this message this morning is kind of centered around the Super Bowl. There was millions of people that watched it, and we kind of relate to how being a Christian shows some similarities to what they try to strive towards on the football field. Of course, being a Christian and the things that we press on towards are much more important than some game. But it's important that we press on, and it's important that we know that the things that we deal with in life, no matter what we go through, that greater is he, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is in us than that which is in the world. And if you watch the game, you understand that hopefully as a Christian, we look a lot more like the Seattle Seahawks than we do the Denver Broncos. So as you listen this morning, just open your heart and your ears, and whatever you may be going through, whatever in life has been coming against you, if your marriage is falling apart, if you're not sure how you're going to pay your bills, if there's strife within your family, you need to hold on to the fact that greater is he that is in you than in the world. And because he has overcome, so we can overcome. Sometimes that means that we got to go through a lot of difficulty and hardship, and we wish it would be over right now. But as we trust him, as we're obedient, as we wait upon him, he will work it through, and he will bring us through. And we will have victory. Why? Because greater is he that is in us than in the world. As we talked about, today it's called something called the Super Bowl. It is an unofficial, kind of like a national holiday where you, when you think about it, when one of the great things about the game of football is the challenge. You got offense versus defense, which, of course, today, you got a great offense, Peyton Manning, and a great defense, right, Brent, and your Seahawks. And so you see great, talented players giving their all, stepping up to try to win it all, and to have their legacy last forever. Well, the Christian life can be much like what I just described. As Christians, we're not necessarily in a game. Scripture calls it more of a race or a battle, much unseen at times. The Christian life can be a challenge. The Spirit of God in us versus our flesh and the enemy. That is Satan and his demons. We too have great talented brothers and sisters in Christ, not because of who we are, but because of who lives in us. We set up to win the prize or receive the crown for the glory of God and leave a legacy to the next generation, the glory of promise of Christ Jesus our Lord. And so, as a Christian, you must understand the world we live in is seen and unseen. When you give your life to Christ, you're not called to a life of mediocrity. You're not called to a life of mediocrity, but a life where we rise up against the odds, against our flesh, and against the enemy to do the work of God, and at the same time allow him to reshape us and mold us more and more into his son's image. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about the works we do will be tested by fire, and that which was done for our own benefit or our own kingdom will be burnt up, but that which withstands the fire will be rewarded to us. Tonight in the Super Bowl, the Broncos need to know their opponent. Likewise, the Seahawks need to know their opponent, what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. Do we know our opponent in the Christian life? Do we know our opponent in the Christian life? And again, we don't just have one opponent. Really, when you look at it, we have two. There is Satan and his demons, and then there is our own flesh. This is where one of my favorite verses comes in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. God has overcome the false spirits because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Now, see, I worked in one of my favorite verses on Super Bowl Sunday. See how God just works all these things together as we keep with the series of favorite verses? Greater is he that is in you than is in the world. When the enemy tries to destroy, tries to kill, tries to lie, tries to accuse, tries to put in bondage, remember, God has overcome, and his spirit in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The only way the enemy can lie about you, accuse you, put you in bondage is if you allow him to. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we stand firm upon his goodness, firm upon his power, because greater is he that is in you than in the world. When your flesh tries to rise up against you, how many had their flesh rise up against you sometime? Oh yeah, it's not very nice, is it? When the flesh does that against you. But it does. When you feel tempted, when you feel overwhelmed, remember God has overcome and his spirit in you is greater than the one who is in the world and is greater than the flesh that tries to dwell within you. When the world and the culture tries to tell you and tries to pressure you to go along with their beliefs, you guys know that the culture tries to pressure you to go along with their beliefs? You know the world tries to slowly, you know, manipulate your mind into going along what they say that you should believe. It brainwashes you on every television show where they insert things that are clearly against Scripture and they try to make it look like it's okay and it's right. When the world tries to do that, we need to remember that God has overcome and his spirit in you is greater than the one that is in the world. When life knocks you down, when your job knocks you down, maybe your loss of a job knocks you down, financial issues come and punch you in the face, family issues come and cause division and turmoil, remember God has overcome and his spirit in you is greater than the one that is in the world. You know, this scripture has meant so much to me personally because there have been many times when I knew the odds were against me, and mostly because of my own stupidity. But when you turn that around and you seek the Lord and trust him through all that you go through, I've learned I can overcome because greater is that is in me than is in the world. Guess what? God has the final say, not man and not Satan. Thinking again about the game tonight, we know the goal of the offense is to get to the goal line, usually, right? That's usually the goal, to get into the goal line. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Because his spirit that is in me is greater than the one in the world, I can press on towards the goal to win the prize. Again, Paul is up front and says, you're going to have to put effort in this. You have to press on to win the prize. It ain't just going to come to you. Just because they show up tonight at 6:30 or 7 o'clock to play a game, they're not given a trophy. Same as Christians. We're not just given our rewards just because we're a Christian. Yes, we have eternal life, which is the greatest of all things, but we need to press on to win the prize. And we can do it how? Because greater is he that is in us than in this stinking world. Amen? Now, I guarantee you, Peyton Manning, as great as he is not going to be allowing himself to just mosey down the field because Seattle's defense probably isn't going to allow it to happen. Right, Brent? All right. If he wants to score, he's going to have to press on towards the goal. That is, put his full effort in what he is doing. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I hate to say it, but many times we ain't pressing on towards anything. We're just kind of moseying through life, wondering where the goal's at. We can't mosey down the field of life as a Christian. You need to put forth effort. You need to press on towards the goal. You need to rise up and put up a fight through the strength of Jesus Christ. You can't give up. If your relationships are falling apart in your marriage, you fight for it. If your kids and you are struggling with addiction, you fight for it. If you're full of anxiety, you fight it. If you're lonely or overwhelmed, you fight it. You press on to the goal for God to help you overcome, because greater is He that is in you than is in the world. Amen? 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 All right, we gotta let's shake it up a little bit. Gotta feel it down deep. You know, when they go out to play the game, they're going, all right, we're here, Super Bowl, woo! You know, they're jumping around, they're running around, they're hitting each other in the head, slapping each other upside the head, and, you know, they're excited about what's going on. We need to wake up as Christians. Quit being so lackadaisical. Excited about who we are, that we have overcome the world through Jesus Christ, and let's go out and serve and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. You know, as Christians, we shouldn't be the biggest complainers or whiners. Scripture says we have the same power living in us that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you guys get that? Do you know how much power it takes to raise someone from the dead? Have you ever done it before? Has anyone ever done it other than God Himself? I don't think so. Well, guess what? We have the same power living in us that raised Christ from the dead. Don't you think that's something that should excite us? Something that, you know, when I know that the valley I live in is, well, let's just say it, in many ways it's going to crap, all right? That's just the way it's going, because, there's a shadow over it, and there's a lot of addiction and hopelessness and this and that. Well, guess what? If I have the same power of Jesus Christ, that raised Christ from the dead living in me, should that scare me? Should I walk away from it? Heck no. If I have the same power living in me, I'm going to do something about it. Why? Because it's not in my strength, it's in His strength, and greater is He that's in me than in the world. And if we have all of us here today, as a church body, we need to make sure we're not getting lackadaisical. We need to be going into our community that we live and showing the power that raised Christ from the dead, not just in our lives, but to show how it changes other people's lives as well. Amen? At the end of the game, someone will be holding that Lombardi trophy tonight. At the end of the day, we want to be able to look in our Savior's eyes, and I don't know about you, but I'd be happy with him saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter the kingdom of heaven that is prepared for you." It's cool winning the Super Bowl, Brent. I know from experience having your team win a bunch of stuff like that. But you know, those things fade away. We're in it for all of eternity. We're in it for all of eternity. Things that will not fade away. Things that will not rust or eaten by moths or be destroyed. Brent, come here a minute. I'm going to pick on you today since you're the Seahawks fan. Come on up here. Bob, I'm leaving you off the hook today. I'm just attracted by the glow of the light off this shiny head, and I just can't help it. Stand right here. No, stand right there. All right, you set? Now, in order for a football, this is your test. If you get this wrong, you can never talk about sports ever again, okay? Now, in order for, say you're playing a game and you're a wide receiver, before you could even catch a ball, what must you do?
Run around.
Run around. Run a route. It's true, but what do you need to do before that?
Before running a route, run a play.
Okay, what do you do in between running a play and a route? Pray to God. If you're a Seahawk fan, maybe tonight.
Oh.
Where do you need to walk up to after the huddle?
Line of scrimmage.
Oh, everyone give him a clap. All right, face that way like you're at the line of scrimmage. You can't catch a ball unless you get up to the line of scrimmage, right? Now listen, if this ball hits you, please do not sue me or the church. Blame him. Lou, it's coming in your direction, so be careful. Go. You better run. Now, I wouldn't throw that back because, you know, I got water up here. Now, you see that ball? That's a Giants ball. That you maybe you'll learn a little something from that. All right, you can sit down. Thank you. You did a great job. You did a great job. Thank you. See, we're interactive this morning, you know? Who wants to come up next again? I'm just kidding. Bob, you ready to run? All right. First off, if you don't even get up to the line of scrimmage, there's no way you could run your route to catch the ball. As Christians, some of us, we're still over on the bench, and we're not getting in the huddle to know what the play is to run the route to get up to the line of scrimmage. We need to make sure that as Christians, we need to get off the sidelines, step up to the line of scrimmage, get into the game, stop making excuses, and get ready for the ball to come. This right here is the playbook. God has given you everything you need to know, every route you need to run. All he needs you to do is to get up off the sideline, get up to the line of scrimmage and say, God, I'm ready. Throw it to me. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. And then you trust him and you run as hard as you can and he will direct it right to you. And you will score, and you could do a little touchdown victory dance if you want, but you better make sure you point up to God because he gets the glory. Amen? We live for the Lord. We overcome our bondage, our flesh, and our adversary because greater is he that is in us than in the world. So if you leave this place today and you stay on the sidelines and you still live a mediocrity Christian life, you have no one to blame but yourself. Because I can't put it across any more different than I just put it across today. It rests on your shoulders. You don't do it for your glory. You don't do it for my glory. You don't do it for the church glory. You do it for the glory of God, to serve him with all your heart. So in the end, we will have the ultimate Super Bowl party that will outshine all of eternity in the brilliance of our King who has overcome and has also given us the victory to overcome. Why is that? Because greater is he that is in us than who is in the world. So let's live like it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Lord, it is time for us to get into the game. It's time for us to get up to that line of scrimmage. It's time for us, Lord God, to serve with all of our heart. Lord God, there are so many needs just in this church that we need help with serving. I pray people would sign up for those things and get into the game. There are so many people in this valley that need to hear the truth of God's word to find eternity. I pray, Lord God, we would open our mouths and share the power of salvation which comes through Christ Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection as our Lord and Savior. Lord God, we thank you because your love never fails. Your love never gives up. Your love never runs out on any of us. We love you. We praise you. Let us fight on for the King of Glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Voice in the Valley. We'd like to remind you that if you'd like to come join us on a Sunday morning, we have a church van that can come and pick you up. Just call the church before 9 a.m. on Sunday. The phone number is 570-645-2212. And leave your name and your address and your phone number, and we'll come pick you up. Also, our Thankful Thrift Store is open every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 24 West Ridge Street, Lansford. The phone number is 570-645-9920. So if you get a chance, stop by, come in, say hi, and we have all kinds of things in the Thankful Thrift Store. We hope that you have a great and blessed week.
water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. No.